We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is another episode in our series, Miracles of the Old Testament. You see, the Old Testament is what we call the first half of the Bible. And it points to the coming of Jesus and how much we need him by telling us the story of Israel, God's chosen people, as they wait for the promised Savior trying to do life both with and without God. God shows up time and time again in amazing ways. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. And as you'll see, from beginning to end, the Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. This story is the story of the fall of Jericho, and it can be found in the Bible in Joshua 6. Picture this with me. God's people, the Israelites, have been on a journey through the desert and the wilderness to reach the new home God has promised them. The journey has been long and hard, and they have made a lot of mistakes. But they are finally here. The Israelites and their new leader, Joshua, have reached the promised land. There's just one problem, though. There's something standing between the Israelites and their new home. Jericho, a city with massive stone walls and a heavily guarded gate, filled with fierce and strong people. As it looms in front of Joshua and the Israelites, it looks impossible to conquer. But this is their land, the home God promised them. So nothing is going to stop Joshua and the Israelites. Not long ago, as they prepared to step into the promised land, God had even declared to Joshua, "I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them." So, while they may not be sure how it's going to happen, Joshua and the Israelites know that God is going to give them the city of Jericho. And sure enough, God has a plan. He tells Joshua that he will deliver Jericho into their hands, but not in a way you might expect. God says to Joshua, "March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse." God also explains that the 7 priests carrying trumpets should be walking in front of something called the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was kind of like a wooden chest covered in gold. And it was really special to the Israelites because it symbolized God's presence. Everywhere they went, the ark went too, because it was their reminder that God was with them. So, Joshua tells the Israelites this battle plan, which doesn't actually rely on weapons or fighting at all. And even though it may seem a little strange to go conquer a city by simply marching, the Israelites do exactly what God said to do. Can you imagine them all marching around Jericho? First up is the armed guard. Following them are the 7 priests carrying their trumpets. Behind the priests is the Ark of the Covenant. At last, following the Ark is the rear guard. As they make their way around the city walls, the only noise that can be heard is the sound of blaring trumpets and marching feet. Because Joshua has commanded the army, "Do not give a war cry. Do not raise your voices. Do not say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. Joshua and the Israelites do this for 6 days. 6 days of trumpet blasts and marching and waiting, trusting that God will move. Each day, they march around the city and then go back to their camp for the night. Then, finally, it's the seventh day. Joshua and the Israelites get up early in the morning. This time, they march around the city 7 times. And on the 7th time around, the priests sound the trumpet blast. Joshua commands the army, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city!" So the army does what God instructed. They give a loud shout. And right then, the walls of Jericho collapse, just like God said they would. With the huge city walls now crumbled around them, the army charges straight into Jericho and they take the city, devoting it to God. With this miracle, it is clear to everyone that God is with Joshua and the Israelites. News of what happened spreads all across the land. And guess what? The miracle God gave his people at Jericho reminds us of an even greater miracle that was to come. Another victory, accomplished not by human hands, but by what only God can do. The victory of Jesus on the cross, defeating sin and death once and for all, and making a way for us to live in relationship with God forever. Because of that victory, we, like Joshua, can live strong and courageous, knowing that God is with us everywhere we go.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!